The Supreme Court struggled to determine an outcome for a case involving supervised release for fugitives during an oral argument hearing on Tuesday morning. Current legal principle says that a criminal defendant should not receive credit towards their sentence for time spent as a fugitive. This language, known as the Fugitive Tolling Doctrine, has historically applied only to defendants who have escaped from prison. But in 2018, an individual named Isabel Rico escaped supervised release after serving 5 months of her 42-month sentence, remaining missing for over 4 years until she was located by authorities in January of 2023. The district court revoked her supervised release and sentenced her to 16 months in prison and 2 years of supervised release following the prison sentence. Rico appealed, arguing that the district court could not revoke her release as her original sentence would have expired while she was a fugitive. Now, the Supreme Court must determine whether or not the Fugitive Tolling Doctrine applies to a defendant on supervised release. Lawyer Adam Unikowski argued on behalf of Rico.
The government claims that Ms. Rico wasn't serving her sentence at all during the period of the abscondment. But that argument cannot be squared with the government's simultaneous contention that Ms. Rico violated the conditions of supervised release during that period, warranting an increased sentence. History supports Ms. Rico's position. Contrary to the government's contention, there is no common law tradition of fugitive tolling for parole.
The justices seem to struggle with the case. To conservative Justice Clarence Thomas, the answer seemed clear-cut, but Unikowski disagreed.
How can it be considered supervised release when the absconder is not being supervised?
Your Honor, I completely understand the intuitive force of the government's argument that the essence of supervised release is being supervised, and if a person absconds, they're just not serving the sentence at all, in the same way as a prison escapee isn't serving the sentence at all. But ultimately, although I understand the intuitive force of that argument at first blush, I don't think it carries the day, because government's argument has a counterintuitive component of its own, which is that it requires believing that not only was Ms. Rico subject to the conditions of supervised release during the entire abscondment period, but she actually violated those very conditions during that period, warranting her increased sentence.
The Department of Justice also acknowledges a disagreement within the circuit courts on the question of whether fugitive tolling applies not only to prison fugitives, but also supervised release fugitives. According to a brief submitted by Isabel Rico, as of 2023, more than 109,000 individuals were subject to supervised release. As of now, there is yet to be a final decision on the case. The court generally releases most of its decisions by mid-June of the year following hearings. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.